Thank you. So I'm going to talk about the different perspective of soil erosion and soil salinization. And let's start. So it's well known from literature that seepage erosion taking action in along stream channel banks, and it's always associated, of course, to seeping of groundwater. And we've seen it in literature in many papers, and here you can see it on these gentle slopes. It seems also on a much larger scale in actually it's cut into rocks and create canyons. And the concept is very simple. We have our stream channel bank, and we have groundwater that seeps at a certain location. Due to evaporation, salts accumulate and crystallize in this area. The salt crystals are within the pores, apply pressure on the grains, and make the matrix less resistant for erosion. Just break the matrix. So this is well known and very simple. However, in very arid or in dry areas where we don't have groundwater seepage, we still see similar cavities or similar erosion structures, as you can see here, or this pipe along this bank, and so on. And when you look, in a minute you will see where all these pictures were taken from, but if you look carefully into the cavities to these pipes, you see salt crystals within them. Also in the dry areas where no groundwater seepage is taking action. All this white material is salt in an aggregate that was taken from this cavity. All this white material, again, all this white material, which is a picture of the cavity itself, and so on. And my study site is in Israel, in the northern part of the Negev Desert. This is the north part of the Negev Desert. This is the study site. Precipitation is around about 200 millimeters per year, and evaporation is more than 10 times higher. And I focus on this basin, the Grar Basin, which flows from east to west to the Mediterranean Sea. Parts of it, where I emphasize it by the blue line, groundwater is exposed, and other parts, emphasized by the yellow line, are completely dry most of the year, part of one or two flood events. This is how the region looks like, pretty flat, dry. Some vegetation, or the only vegetation you can see is at the channel themselves. And as I showed you before, in some places, groundwater is being exposed at the very bottom of the stream channel. So again, how come we have these pipes that seem to be very similar to the seepage erosion pipes we already know from more humid areas? How do we get it in these dry areas? So the concept that I propose is as follows. If we have shallow and saline groundwater, it may bring up salts by capillary flow. Evaporation will result in accumulation of the salts along the bank, and with time, we will have the same weathering and erosion mechanism. But the key question is why it accumulates in this very narrow layer and not all along the bank, and we will answer this question shortly. Now I will show you some results from the dry area of the basin, from gully number 2 and number 3, but similar phenomenon was observed in the entire area, both in the more west area where it's more wet and to the east. So gully number 2, you can see this is the pipe or the cavity, and this is for gully number 3. And for both sites and both banks, I took soil samples and tried to see if I see any difference in soil texture. And there was no difference. The soil was, by the way, the soil is loose, is very homogeneous. As you can see here, for several measurements that I took along the banks in both locations, likewise for bulk density, here it's gully number 2, gully number 3, top of the bank and the pipe at the bottom. So bulk density pretty homogeneous through the entire profile. We did see increase in water content as we get closer to the pipe. And when I measure resistance to shear stress, it was the less resistant in the pipe itself. Here is a soil salinity that was measured by taking soil samples along the banks for gallium number 2 and gallium number 3, and by saturated paste method I could quantify how saline it is, and you can see very clearly how salty it is at the location of the pipes. So back again to the interesting question, why does it accumulate in a very distinct layers at a certain height and not all along the bank, where we have capillary rise and we have evaporation, and theoretically salt should accumulate here? So to answer that, we move to the laboratory and to do some modeling. Okay. So I took this column, plastic column, and I cut a slot along its length, and I put a fine mesh just to avoid any spilling of the soil or sand that I put in. It was connected to a Marriott bottle that was placed on a scale to measure amount of water going into the column and amount of water being evaporated. And we just connected, let the water to go up by capillary, and left it to evaporate for a few days, and then watched where the salt accumulated. The model was very similar, 1D model of advection dispersion, solving the discharge equation, where water is going up by capillary flow, capillary forces. And for each node, we applied evaporation. We did both the experiment and the model for two sands, one pretty fine with the average grain size of 100 microns, and one coarser sand with a grain diameter of about 500 microns. And for the fine sand, we have air entry pressure of about 40 centimeters, and for the coarse sand, we have air entry pressure of about 15 centimeters. So this is one example of the experiment, of the columns from the experiment. After a few days of evaporation, you can see no salts in here. This white material, these crumbles, are salt that accumulated at around 20 centimeters. Above that point, it was completely dry with no salts, and below that point, it was wet and with not visible salt precipitated. It was consistent for all columns and two sand types. Here you can see the results, the experimental results with the red and the black lines for the fine sand columns, coarse sand columns, and the blue is the modeling results. Pretty good agreement between model and experiment. And both of them showed a very distinct salt accumulation at around 45 centimeters for the fine sand and about 20-something centimeters for the coarse sand, which is in good agreement with the air entry pressure of both ends. And now why is it happening only here? Why don't we get salt accumulation or salt precipitation in the lower parts of the column? And this we could answer by the model that gave us a liquid flow rate through the profile and evaporation rates. And what we've seen is that at the lower parts of the profile where it's wet, and hydraulic conductivity is pretty high, evaporation wasn't significant enough to result in increase in pore water concentration. What I mean to say, let's say some water evaporates in this node, and indeed it increases this node salt concentration, but immediately fresher water came from below and transport these solutes upwards. Only at the very, the most upper part of the capillary rise, the matrix is dry and liquid and hydraulic conductivity is low, only there evaporation was significantly high to lead to salt accumulation, as you can see. So, we'll conclude. The field observation showed that the conceptual model is likely to work, and likewise in humid areas we see salt weathering of the banks due to salt accumulation, but due to different reasons of groundwater coming from the bottom. We could explain why it happened in a very discrete layer. The next part, which is the more important, I believe, is to see how significant is this proposed mechanism, if indeed it has any impact in the regional scale about soil erosion processes and basins developments and so on. And with that, I will conclude. So it could be, yeah, I mean, it's swelling of soil. It's happened mainly in clayey soils. So it could be. I mean, what I've shown about this salt growth within the pores and so on, this is one mechanism that can explain the weathering and the erosion. And you're right, in more clay soils, this swelling it could be a good explanation for the weathering, but still, it's the same concept. I mean, the key element is why the salts accumulate there and results this weathering either by salt crystallization or by swelling. That's right.